This is your Northwest Report for Monday, January 30th. I'm David Sparks, and as if all of those farm buildings collapsing throughout the Northwest due to heavy snow load wasn't bad enough, it looks like we are headed for more heavy precipitation. Here's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey forecasting wetter and cooler weather through the West until February 6th.
Looking ahead to the week two outlook, and this covers the last day in January and the first 6 days of February. By the time we get to the end of this period, it looks like storms will be returning first to the West Coast, including California, and then eventually it looks like these storms will take a more northern track. So we're looking at the potential for appreciable rain and snow in this 8 to 14 day period, all the way from the Pacific Coast states across the northern Rockies, the northern plains, upper Midwest, and into the Great Lakes region.
Elsewhere, and related to so many stories that I've done about insects that decimate our forests here in the Northwest, such as bark beetles, listen to a bit of wisdom, Dr. John Ball with the South Dakota Department of Agriculture.
If you're buying firewood for the winter to heat your home or to provide that glow in the fireplace, make sure you use local sources.
Because firewood from afar can bring in devastating insects that are foreign to the Northwest, and that we do not need. That's your Northwest Report for Monday, January 30th. I'm David Sparks.
This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.